This is Government Gone Digital. I'm Dana Birchman, Chief Digital Officer here in Gilbert, Arizona, and I'm here today with a very special guest, our mayor, Jen Daniels, and our digital journalist, Jessica Bautista. Two special guests, really. We're going to talk about the premiere of our digital State of the Town, which is tonight. Very exciting. And we do things a little differently here in Gilbert than what you see in most cities for State of the City addresses, and we host a video but at our local Harkins Movie Theater, so it's an event still, but something a little bit non-traditional and more exciting. We invite members of the community and leaders to come, and I think we're gonna have more than 400 people tonight to see this amazing video. So I wanna talk a little bit about why we do this event this way, and then what went into the making of the video this year. So the mayor's joining us.
Terrific.
For our premiere tonight, and our theme this year is life in Gilbert, and we're talking all about kind of what a day in a life in Gilbert looks like. Let's talk about your participation in the video and what your day in Gilbert looks like.
Well, the day is busy but fun, and I think you saw a little bit of both personal but also public life. I think when you're an elected official, there probably really isn't any difference, actually, and so my life is very integrated. I'm part of this community. I'm a mom. I've got four kids. And so you see a little bit of that. You see some chaos, I'm sure, that exists in my life, but also incredible people that I get to work with every single day. And I hope you see that too. So
yeah, we took a little bit of a different approach this year. We did more documentary style video versus scripted, where in the past we had a script and you were the host, mayor, and you would read off and we would talk a lot about accolades throughout the year. And I thought it would be really interesting, since this whole life in Gilbert, day in the life theme, to really show what that looks like. What does the day look like? So the video takes place within one day, and yet we see a lot of what goes on, not just with the mayor, but also with the town manager, which is really interesting as well. So Jessica, talk to us a little bit about what you loved about doing this, taking this approach and doing it a little bit differently this year.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, you know, from the get-go, we knew that we wanted to dedicate a day to follow one or two main characters, one of which, of course, was Mayor. And it was really interesting. We got up. I mean, we went to her house. Cameras rolling at, I think, before 7 o'clock in the morning. Got to see her, you know, getting the kids ready for school, getting herself ready, everybody out the door. And then we followed her all day long. So it really was probably a little weird for you, Mayor, that you had a camera crew. It was kind of like a taste of what it's like to, I guess, be on reality
TV. I felt like I needed a disclaimer, like, above my head when I was walking around that day. Like, this is,
for
it's actually
people.
Not normal to have a camera crew following you.
Right.
This is my entourage.
Right.
Yeah. They follow me. So yeah, we followed her to all of the meetings and all the events that she attended that day. You know, there was one of my favorite moments in the State of the Town is the moment that she goes on a lunch run, but it's not for herself, it's for one of her children. She has to get a ridiculous amount of tacos for their Spanish class that day. So that was pretty funny. Just those moments that you see that you know, a lot of people don't know or don't think about that are part of a typical day for her. And then we also followed our town manager, Patrick Banger. And he, from sunrise to past sunset, he's going as well.
And only eats junk food along
that's,
the way.
Yeah, one of the things that is revealed. And, you know, I'd like to apologize to his wife,
yes,
Belinda, first and foremost, because she probably thinks he eats a little bit better than he does.
It'll explain a lot for her, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Why the blood sugar might be low.
True characters are revealed in this video.
That's right.
But it was just really interesting to get to shoot something like that. We've never done it before. You know, and I personally, I've done a lot of different styles of videos, from, you know, broadcast news packages to promotional videos, to previous States of the Towns that were scripted and things like that, commercial style shoots. And this is something that I've just never done before. Followed somebody throughout and kind of allowed them to forget that the cameras are there, and then take all that footage and be able to put it together into something cohesive. So that part of it was really cool for
us.
My
favorite part was later on in the day, I came back from some other meeting that you guys didn't mm-hmm. come with me to, and you and Liz were basically sitting in a cubicle, and you guys were like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
We couldn't. And she wears heels, like tall heels. And, you know, we were joking about that. We're like, you do all of this every day. We're exhausted. Your day is exhausting, you know? And for everybody that we followed, we were kind of like worn out, which was funny.
I tell everybody being the mayor is the best job in politics, but don't tell the other elected officials because they'll all want my job. So now they're going to know what a real day is like.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I worked on the show True Life at MTV, as you know. And so this was really the kind of work that I did that was more documentary style. So what I love about it is that, you know, it breathes, it's more natural, yes. It's not so, you just see a different side of people when you almost, you know, you follow them throughout the day, they can forget the camera's there. That's the goal, is that they don't even notice by hour three or four. We keep laughing because the town manager that morning when he did his day came in and did some really awkward hand move and was like, good morning, Dana.
Yeah.
And he never, ever does that. But I didn't know he was being followed. And then suddenly the camera appeared from behind. I was like, oh, that's why you're acting strange. And I said, I hope that in a few hours you really forget the camera's there. And he did. And, you know, it's not easy. And it's funny because I just want to point out that we get a lot of questions from other cities. You know, they have these big state of the city events where they have luncheons and they invite a few hundred people. We average 30,000 views on our state of the town. So we're able to reach such a larger audience with making a video like this. So even if you don't come to the event, we do the event because it's still fun to go to the local movie theater and we do a red carpet and have photos. And it is a great community moment. And how much fun to see the work that we've all done on a large movie screen. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? However, it's meant to be a video that you don't have to go to an event to see, that you can watch from the comfort of your home or from your phone or on a break at work or wherever you are. And I think that that's the beauty of it. And we get calls from cities all the time. In fact, Miami, Florida called me and said, what production company do you use to make your digital state of the town? I said, we do it all in-house. So I want to give big kudos to Jessica and Liz, her counterpart, who literally made this entire production alone. So if you haven't seen it or any of the other work we do, this is the longest piece, and we average 20 minutes for this piece, and sometimes we can break it up in sections and use it for various things throughout the year. But we do use the theme throughout the year, this theme of life in Gilbert. So let's talk a little bit about that and then how you got people to submit footage. Yes. Which is really exciting.
I have to echo really fast what you just said about Liz and Jessica and the work that they do, especially the in-house capacity that we have. Not only are they really exceptional at what they do, but they make everybody look better than what they really are in real life. So I just think it's the nicest compliment. I mean, anytime they come to film anything, I just reassure anyone that I'm with, I'm like, oh, don't worry. You only have to do it once and they will capture it. And it looks way better than what you ever think it could look like. So my compliments, really. I always have the utmost trust and confidence in our team.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, part of this year's State of the Town that we also did a little differently was we got to feature anybody who wanted to be featured. Really, we really wanted to take this life in Gilbert literally and see the community and their real lives. And so we put out a call to all of our residents to say, you know, hey, if you live in Gilbert, if you work in Gilbert, send us your footage. We set up a website that you could easily, it was kind of like a one click, you could upload something from your phone. And we got a ton of submissions from people around the community. This stuff was actually, it was kind of funny when we first put out the call. We had no idea if we were going to get, you know, 10 people or 100 people. It ended up being closer to 120, I think, was the amount of clips that we had. And, you know, when the first clips started rolling in, it was fun to go check the website and we go, oh, look at this. Look at this. You know, this is a shot of somebody getting on the bus. Like, it was just really cool to see what people chose to show us. Two women who were jogging in the morning, somebody whose kid was coming home from school, somebody who was teaching their daughter how to ride a bike. I mean, these moments that were captured on camera, some of them really amazing, were submitted by residents, and they're going to be included in a really cool way in this video. And I just love seeing that and kind of the montage of what life in Gilbert is really like. And I think getting everybody involved and kind of putting a piece of them in there is really cool too.
Yeah, it's tapping into that community pride, which we talk about so often in the work that we're doing is, you know, the joy that people have to live here and to be raising their families here and to work here. And so we have so much to work with. And that reminds me too, Mayor, you made such nice comments, but we love being able to showcase you because you're not the typical looking politician. One of the things that really struck me in the first pass that I saw of this digital state of the town was, as Jess mentioned, picking up 48 tacos at lunch, and then you drop them off at the school, and then you jump on a call and you're back to work. And I can relate to that. You know, I want to see something to me that's like, oh, that's like my life. You know, I'm a working mom, I'm busy, but you still have, you know, the kids that have their needs and kind of all of those things that you're juggling at once. And people, I've noticed, because we've used you a lot recently in things like carpool karaoke. We did a thank you note letter, which is so awesome, on Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes, a parody.
Really fun.
Parodies are a blast. Yeah. But people's comments are, that's your mayor? They can't believe it because you're young, you're female, you're not what the typical politician might look like. And so we use you like a weapon in that way, you know, use that to our advantage. And it's so interesting because I hear all the time from counterparts, other communications directors who would like to do something like this, but they're like, my mayor's not really into it, or our manager really isn't into it. And let me just tell you, our manager was not into being on camera. However, he understood, and now
he had some good reasons to not,
it's
not a natural,
right.
It's not a natural thing for him.
He'd prefer to hide, but, and especially I think in this version of the state of the town where you really get to see him and what it's like to be a city manager of a growing, thriving place like Gilbert, you really get a sense of, you know, what he's like and what his job is like. And I know he hates it, and I know he hates seeing himself and so forth, but there's such value in that. And I think that when people can connect with their politicians, with their leaders, with their city leaders, their government in general, when you put a face on that, a lot of people, what really struck me was the responses that we got on social media to your carpool karaoke, for example. That's our mayor? I didn't know we had a female mayor. Oh, tagging other people they know. Hey, Carrie, look at our mayor. How cool is she? She looks like someone we would hang out with. Or
I think
you know?
We're real people. Yes. And I think that people forget that sometimes about leadership, that it's okay to have faults and to be human. It's okay to be those things when you're the leader, as long as you have the best interest of the people at heart that you're serving. And so anytime I get to connect with residents, I grocery shop, I do my own laundry, we do yard work on Saturday mornings as a family. Like, we are normal. I'm taking my kids to football practice or to school, or, you know, I'm at band concerts too, like it or not. And so I totally get it. And I see so many people in Gilbert that are living, we're all living the same life. What I love about what you guys did, as you invited people to share, was if you've ever been to a state of the city, it's the mayor talking and talking and talking, and they're sharing one perspective. You get one perspective of what the city is like. In this, you're getting the perspective of hundreds of residents and businesses. And that is so valuable because anyone can identify with Gilbert when they see themselves in the video, or when they see someone like them in the video. And I love that everyone will feel a sense of place because of the work you guys have done.
Yeah, and we should mention that we do feature all of the council members, which is another great opportunity and piece. And again, for our residents to say, I never knew who, you know, that was. And especially for a city manager, I mean, I don't think the average person knows who their
city
manager is.
They're usually behind the scenes.
Yeah, or what they look like. And again, like I said, I think that that's so important to, like you said, humanize it and say, those people are just like me, or they're here. And I would recommend to anyone to use video in that way, because that's really what it does. And I think this year, moving away from the scripted, we have an opportunity to really showcase, you know, what is best and wonderful about living here. And I think asking people to continue to use the hashtag, and again, like I said, this isn't just a one-off that we use the hashtag only for the video, but we're able to weave that in throughout the course of the year into other things. So every now and then we'll see something, we'll say, oh, that's perfect for the Life in Gilbert campaign, or oh, that would be great, you know, use the hashtag, and so forth. So it's really whole coordinated effort. And then the handout as well, we do a really nice kind of year in review handout that has a lot of the numbers and stats, the accolades we've received. And a lot of times we were putting that stuff in the video, and We watch for people dropped out of the video. It's a longer video, you know, and so you know what people's attention spans are these days, mm-hmm. 1 to 3 minutes max. So in order to keep them engaged that way, we wanted to tell a story. And I think what I love about this State of the Town in particular is it feels like it has a beginning, middle, and an end, and it's you're really going through this story, and you have this amazing handout which we'll put online as well that kind of complements it and can add to it, but that really is just has a different feel this year, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's the other part that I really loved was, like you said, the beginning, middle, and end. It's not a series of bullet points. It's not a bunch of facts and figures that we've worked into people's dialogues. It is truly a narrative. And so I think that's one of my favorite things about this year that separates it from previous States of the Town that we've done is that it just tells a cohesive story, and you get that, you know, characters all the way through, and you get to just see their day, and it's totally different than last year's.
The handout is such a helpful and useful tool for me as the mayor. I know our economic development team have used it too. It becomes something that we're giving out at any event that we're participating in or that I'm speaking in. I'm giving that out. It gives the statistics of Gilbert. It points people to the digital State of the Town online so people can go look at it. And I get to weave in the theme of life in Gilbert this year for the next 12 months and to make sure that people understand that they are connected to this community. I think the video too, and this is not lost on me, but having someone like the town manager who's typically behind the scenes and sort of hidden behind the, let's just call it the curtain of Oz, right?
Yes.
I mean, that individual is very likely not as trusted in the community as, say, the faces of the elected officials. And having the community build trust with our town manager is critical for our future success and making him visible and making him human and showing some of the things that he does that, again, relates him to the rest of the community helps to build that trust. And trust is something that we cannot overlook as elected officials. It's so important for us to have trust with the people that we represent. It's gone in an instant and it takes years to build. And so we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to give the residents all of the information that they need in order to be successful and to build that trust with us. So again, another great benefit of this format.
It really is. And I think about, you know, from an economic development perspective, we're always very conscious of highlighting new businesses or business success in the State of the Town. And then it's a tool that they can use to sell Gilbert. You know, I think it's crazy to me. And there have been other cities that are following our lead and starting to make a digital State of the Town. But one of the reasons we started this podcast was because I was hoping to encourage other cities to kind of follow our lead and be doing these types of things to communicate and connect with your residents. And we talk all about our demographics. And one of the things that we really have working for us, having a digital communications department, is the reach we're able to get online with our residents. We have, you know, nearly 40,000 households that are on Nextdoor. What an amazing tool for us to communicate with people and our neighbors. We have a growing number of people who are obviously participating and engaging with us. When our residents have questions, our average age of resident is 32, just, you know, in case you didn't know that about Gilbert. But when they have questions, a lot of times they're not picking up and looking for a phone number and calling and asking. They're engaging with us online and they're asking a question. And beyond that, what we want them to be doing when they're engaging with us is sharing content like this with all of their followers and their friends. And what we see happening when you create something like a digital State of the Town or a carpool karaoke is you have residents coming on, and I go back to that community pride again, and they're saying, look where I live, or for our employees, look where I work. I remember the first year we did a digital State of the Town, and this will be our sixth one, believe it or not. The first year we did it, we had an employee here who went on Facebook, and he said, look at this amazing video, check out my mayor, look at where I work, look where I live, and it was this whole long post. And then I remember looking at the comments underneath, and wow, I had no idea all of those amazing things were happening in Gilbert, or I had no idea that that particular business was coming, or I didn't know that the mayor was doing X, Y, or Z. And I thought, what an amazingly powerful tool. And so we talk all about tapping into that employee engagement piece too, because it's not just us selling, but when our residents every person who's then, like you said, submitted a video and featured it is going to be sharing that video with all of their followers. And that puts just that many more eyeballs on it and is spreading the word about Gilbert. And that is so powerful. So when I see other cities who make video content but aren't even sharing it, or they're making it for their cable channel or they're putting it on YouTube but they're not sharing it across all platforms, like we talk about, you know, missed opportunities, but we post this stuff natively. We post it everywhere, you know, far and wide. And like I said, getting as many eyeballs on it. And we're not driving subscribers or viewers to YouTube anymore. We're just, how many people can we possibly get to see this video and to teach them something about Gilbert that they didn't know before, you know?
The great thing about the state of the town is that, you know, you can, it's the one video we make a year that you can watch and you can learn really what you need to know about Gilbert. And that's, you know, what's so shareable and likable about it, I think. And as you were saying, you know, social media channels have their constraints. You can't post a video that's 20 minutes long on Instagram, but we take a chunk of this video and, you know, we tailor it to all of those different social media channels. We'll post a minute clip on Instagram and then put the link in our bio for people to see the whole thing. You know, we customize it for those channels, release it on Twitter natively, on Facebook natively, on YouTube, and embed it in other websites and web pages. So I think that's, you know, invaluable when you're talking about taking your product and really getting the best mileage and the best use out of it when you've put so much work into something like this.
And we want other people in other places who maybe have never heard of Gilbert before to see our digital state of the town, think about moving here, raising their family here, or bringing their business here. And that's the ultimate goal of, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing this. So
I love it when people tag their friends and family in other parts of the country to say, see, this is why you need to live here. It's perfect.
It's amazing. And we couldn't do it without you, Mayor. And you're so amazing. Like I said, you're our secret weapon, but you're not so secret anymore.
Secret's out.
The secret is out. But it is. It makes such a difference. And so I would encourage anyone out there, you know, go get your mayor and sell them on this idea of, you know, humanizing, like you said, and personalizing.
Be bold. Be bold.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is so true. So if you want to learn more about the state of the town, please visit our website, gilbertaz.gov/stateofthetown. And obviously the video will be there live tonight, immediately following the premiere at the theater. And we encourage you, like we said, to share it far and wide. So thank you guys both for joining us today. It was really fun. And we will definitely be hearing from you all soon. You can follow the mayor on Twitter, actually, too, because you're very active on social media as well, at Gilbert AZ Mayor. So please be sure to do that and engage with us on all of our social media channels. And if you have questions or comments for us, you can use the hashtag GovGoneDigital, or you can engage with us, again, like I said, about life in Gilbert. Use the hashtag LifeInGilbert. We will see you soon from Gilbert, Arizona, on Government Gone Digital.